Chapter 12. A Target is Missed. She laughed. The laughter grew and fed on itself till she was gasping for breath, and her plump face had reddened almost to purple. She leaned against the wall and gasped for breath.
"No, don't come closer," she begged.
"I'm all right,"
Bailey said gravely.
"Is the possibility that humorous?"
She tried to answer and laughed again. Then, in a whisper, she said,
"Oh, you are an Earthman. How could it ever be me?"
"You knew him well," said Bailey. "You knew his habits. You could have planned it."
"And you think I would see him? That I would get close enough to bash him over the head with something? You just don't know anything at all about it, Bailey."
Bailey felt himself redden.
"Why couldn't you get close enough to him, ma'am? You've had practice, mingling."
"With the children.
One thing leads to another. You seem to be able to stand my presence."
"At 20 feet,
she said contemptuously.
"I've just visited a man who nearly collapsed because he had to endure my presence for a while."
Clarissa sobered and said,
"A difference in degree."
"I suggest that a difference in degree is all that is necessary. The habit of seeing children makes it possible to endure seeing Del Mar just long enough."
"I would like to point out, Mr. Bailey," said Clarissa,
no longer appearing the least amused,
"that it doesn't matter a speck what I can endure. Dr. Del Mar was the finicky one. He was almost as bad as Liebig himself, almost. Even if I could endure seeing him, he would never endure seeing me. Mrs. Del Mar is the only one he could possibly have allowed within seeing distance."
Bailey said, "Who's this Liebig you mentioned?"
Clarissa shrugged.
"One of these odd genius types, if you know what I mean. He's done work with the boss on robots."
Bailey checked that off mentally and returned to the matter at hand. He said,
"It could also be said you had a motive."
"What motive?"
"His death put you in charge of this establishment, gave you position."
"Why, you call that a motive? Skies above, who could want this position? Who wants Ilaria? This is a motive for keeping him alive. It's a motive for hovering over him and protecting him. Oh, you'll have to do better than that, Earthman."
Bailey scratched his neck uncertainly with one finger. He saw the justice of that.
Clarissa said, "Did you notice my ring, Mr. Bailey?"
For a moment it seemed she was about to strip the glove from her right hand, but she refrained.
"I noticed it," said Bailey.
"You don't know its significance, I suppose?"